BillKing.com.
It's a Bill King show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Kevin, your text you sent me, I have never tried brisket with hamburger. I bet it'd be good. But you asked me about that. I never heard of that. I might have to try.
I like you. I love Triple D in the non-playing portion of the season. I love watching that show. And I just happened to see that. My first thought is, well, Bill King, the brisket master, I wonder if he's ever tried this before on the Rec Tech.
I have not. I need to do that. I need to do that. All right. Kevin with us, and I would probably be mistaken not to start with Ty Simpson. Martin, Tennessee quarterback, recently got a fifth star, announces this afternoon. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I mentioned a couple weeks ago that Alabama was – he's always been at the top of Bama's quarterback board for this class, but Alabama was chasing Clemson, Tennessee, until the hiring of Jay Graham, the running back coach. You know, he used to be the running back coach for Tennessee, Martin, for Jason Simpson, his father. Jay Graham's now our tight end special teams coach. He really opened the crack the door for Alabama. But Coach Saban this past week has really cranked up the heat. And there are a lot of great coaches in college football, but I'm telling you, Bill, nobody can close the deal like Coach Saban can close the deal. And everything I'm hearing from my best sources inside the program is, Bill, I will be very shocked if Ty Simpson does not choose Alabama this afternoon.
What's the quarterback room look like after Bryce Young right now?
You've got Paul Tyson, who is the great grandson of the great Paul Bear Bryant. You have Jalen Milroe, who is a true freshman from Texas, and then you have another walk on quarterback, Braxton Barker. So it's not a really really deep quarterback room by any stretch of the imagination. But you know, in today's world of college football, it's kind of hard to have multiple really talented quarterbacks, kids playing time. And if they don't get it, they move on. So, it's really Bryce, Jalen Milroe, and Paul Tyson.
And so Ty Simpson would come in after 22, I guess, and he'd be a freshman when Bryce Young is a true junior. Is that right? I believe.
He would, and Jalen Milroe would be a sophomore, and then they would have Ty Simpson as the freshman.
And again, just to repeat, as far as we can recall, a named quarterback from the state of Tennessee at Alabama, the only one we can come up with that again, you would recognize would be Steve Sloan. So that's
Steve Sloan. Steve Sloan from 63 to 65. He backed up a guy named Joe Namath for 2 years, and then he was the starter in 65 and was backed up by some guy named Kenny Stabler. You know, I had a brain cramp. I couldn't believe it. I got off the air. Actually, there's two others. Robert Fraley was a backup quarterback to Richard Todd in the mid-70s, and, of course, Robert Fraley was tragically killed in 1999. He was on that plane with his good friend Payne Stewart. Robert Fraley was an agent to the stars, Bill Parcells, Bill Cowers, Dan Reeves, a lot of big names, Oral Hershiser, he was their agent, and he was tragically killed in that plane crash with Payne Stewart. But he was Richard Todd's backup quarterback from 72 to 75. And then there was a walk-on quarterback from Montgomery Bell Academy there in Nashville in the late 90s, Monte Poe for Alabama during the during the years where we wandered in the wilderness. And the last I heard, he's the director of works in the front office of the Indianapolis Colts, but he was a walk-on for Mike Dubo. So yeah, he would be the fourth quarterback, really, from the state of Tennessee for Alabama.
On Twitter this morning, at Bill is King, there's a question from Bama Mark. It says, ask Kevin to run down the coaching staff. And where are things exactly going into the spring? Any players to look for early? How about just new additions to the staff? And I guess I'll ask you for the 10 trillionth time about the defensive coordinator. Is that just by default going to happen the same way again?
It appears that Pete Golding is the cat with nine lives, Bill. we have had his head on the chopping block I don't know how many times, to the point I jokingly told a friend, we've had him written off so many times, it's going to be hilarious. He's going to probably end up being the guy that gets the job after Nick Saban, and laughs at all of us at the podium when he's named as the head coach. But in all seriousness, you, of course, have Bill O'Brien as the new offensive coordinator. Robert Gillespie came from North Carolina as a running back coach. Jay Graham, who I mentioned earlier, tight ends coach, special teams coach. You have Jay Valai, who was just recently announced last week as the new corners back coach. I'm extremely excited about that addition. He's going to be a great addition. He's going to pick up recruiting in Texas where Jeff Banks left off. And then you got Doug Marrone, who is the new offensive line coach for Alabama. So those are five really, really strong additions to this staff. They seem to be working really, really well together. And, some players to watch for in the spring. One that I really want to throw out there on the defensive side of the ball is Jalen Moody. He's a junior from South Carolina at the linebacker position. He finished really strong last year, and I think that is a name to watch going into spring ball. Staying on the on the defensive side of the ball, a young man, a redshirt sophomore from Mississippi who hasn't gotten a lot of opportunities, Brandon Turnage. For some reason, Brandon just didn't get a lot of chances with Carl Scott. For some reason, I think they just kind of didn't gel. So I'm going to, with the new secondary coach, I'm going to be anxious to see. It's kind of when you get new coaches, it's kind of a clean slate for everybody. So Brandon's a name to watch. In this, record-setting freshman class that Alabama's brought in this year, a name that's kind of gotten lost in it all is the corner, JUCO cornerback Kyree Jackson, number one JUCO cornerback in the country, because his junior college didn't play games last year. He is a really elite athlete, Bill, with size and athleticism, and I think it's going to be really hard to keep Kyree Jackson off the field, and I mean from the get-go, Bill. It would not surprise me if he didn't come in and steal one of the starting quarterback positions for the Miami game. So those are three names, there on the defensive side of the ball to watch. On the offensive side of the ball, the coach of Marrone, it's incredible how much talent he inherits on the offensive line. And there's going to be, three new openings there with Alex Leatherwood, Deontay Brown, and Landon Dickerson going. A lot of moving parts there. So I would just caution Alabama fans, you're going to see a lot of experimentation on the offensive line during the spring, and I don't think they'll settle on that offensive line until the August. But it's not from a lack of talent. It's just so many talented athletes and just trying to figure out how to get the five best athletes on the field. A name that I would watch there that we kind of haven't had a heard a lot from on the offensive line is Tommy Brown. I think Tommy Brown's really going to be a name to watch coming in the spring on the offensive line.
Karen says, ask Kevin about Saban and Sark. Are there any strains in that relationship?
Yeah, no, there are no strains. Sark didn't take a picture of the recruiting board as he walked out of the office. He did hire Jeff Banks. He did He did hire Steve Sarkisian. You know, that's kind of expected. Now, I will say this. Butch Jones is not happy with Steve Sarkisian because Butch Jones wanted to take former Alabama analyst A.J. Milway, who was very highly thought of in the football complex. Butch wanted to take him to Arkansas State to be his offensive coordinator, and Sark scooped in and picked A.J. up, and he's now the quarterback coach at Texas. So, yeah, Saban and Sark are good, but I don't think Butch Jones will have Steve Sarkisian on his Christmas card list this year.
Well, you know, and those things happen. I mean, heck, if you're on the staff at Alabama and Texas offers you a position as a prominent position coach, quarterback coach on top of that, you're going to take that 100 times out of 100 over Jonesboro, Arkansas.
But you are. I mean, I love Butch Jones, appreciate everything he did for Alabama, but that's just a career decision, Bill.
Right.
Absolutely. I mean,
all
it
right.
is.
Josh up in London, Ohio. Ask Kevin if he thinks Nick will be there when the Ohio State-Alabama home-and-home happens in, what, 27 and 28. You think Nick's coaching those games?
I think there's a very strong chance that Nick will be there in Columbus, but I think he'll be sitting in a luxury box.
You know, oh, and Josh wants more specifics. Who do you think coaches Alabama in that game?
Josh, if I could answer that question, buddy, I could cash it in for millions and millions of dollars. You know, at this point, I'm gonna say, why don't we say he's defied all the odds? Why don't we say Pete Golding will be the head coach when Alabama rolls into the banks of the old Intangy to play the Buckeyes?
That'd be something. Anyways, all right, Kevin Hagan joins us. Anything else on Ty Simpson's obviously the big topic as far as recruiting, but is there anything else to look for in the next day or two or week or whatever?
There's a couple of names to be watching coming up soon. T.J. Dudley, outside linebacker from Montgomery, Alabama. I expect him to go public to Alabama sometime in mid-March. And then March 13th, running back Emmanuel Henderson out of Hartford, Alabama, is going to make his commitment. And all expectations are that he will announce to Alabama and will be the running back in this class. And then I have to give a 615 shout-out. You mentioned him earlier for me this week. Zane Denton, the third baseman for Alabama from there in Nashville, leading the Tide with a .444 batting average. Last Saturday, he had a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth on his birthday, came back the next day with a two-run homer. So 6-1-5-er Zane Denton is having a phenomenal season for Alabama baseball.
Kevin, we will see you next week, sir. Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend, everybody. As always, Roll Tide.
Coach Marshall says, history question. For you guys, quarterback from Nashville who beat Bama at Bama for Vanderbilt. That'd be Kurt Page. 1984. That would be one of my favorites, Kurt Page. And Kurt Page was also the first 2,000-yard passer in the history of the SEC. Doesn't seem that like that long ago, but it was 1984. So we're talking a few years back. Yeah, just a few years back. Kurt Page. 615-844-5600. And on Twitter, at Bill is King. If you want to email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Good question, though, Josh. So, Bama and the Buckeyes in 27 and 28. The first game, I believe, is at the Shoe, and then T-Town for the next one. I think that's right. Yeah, I think it is intriguing. I wonder who the Alabama coach is then. Man, that's, what, 6-7 years away? I would give anything if Nick's still the coach, but my over and under for Nicky from now is about 5. All right, we'll get the break coming back. Brad will be with us, hour number 3, Handicapping. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's picked up quite a bit. It's still moving 40 east through Kingston Springs. All that traffic leaving Dixon County this time of the morning headed towards West Nashville. 65 northbound. It's going to be near Trinity Lane. They're reporting an accident there, but the heaviest flow is southbound, obviously, in that area. But the fire department's responding 65 northbound near Trinity Lane on a crash, possibly with some injuries. Right now, teachers and students get 15% off all orders at Donut Distillery, located 311 Gallatin Avenue in East Nashville. Log on to DonutDistillery.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You know, with most of the college football season over and done with, my buddy James Warren, who I went to BGA with and now owns Sir Speedy of Music City, he turned out to be right. My picks this year stunk.
So, George, I've learned if I want to quit losing money, I quit listening to the Gifts for the People.
Thank you.
There's no better way to say that. But if you do want a sure bet, come to Sir Speedy Music City for your print, your sign, all your mailing services. You'll always win.
And so while you're not a big fan of Gifts to the People, you think there are some sure bets out there. So give people some particulars.
Without a doubt, you can get us at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Our phone is 615-832-9511 or print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And by the way, in spite of the lack of support, there will be Gifts to the People in the near future.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Hi there, Jackson Hewitt Tax Service here. Want to save some money filing your taxes? File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt now and pay $50 less than you paid someone else last year. That's right, pay $50 less than last year. Have your taxes done by a skilled Jackson Hewitt Tax Pro and get the biggest refund possible, guaranteed. It's win-win-win. Get more, pay less, but act now. The offer won't last. Get your coupon code and offer details at JacksonHewitt.com. That's Jackson Hewitt.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Birmingham. Bill, thanks for ruining my memory. Says a horrible one. Kurt Page ruined my first homecoming dressing out at Alabama. First losing season in 25 years was my first season traveling at Alabama. Yeah, 1984. Yeah, I've seen Kurt quite a bit the last several years. He actually moved down for about a year to Alabama, started a school. He ended up getting his PhD. Later in life, he went back and got his PhD and wanted to be a principal. So he started a school somewhere down in North Alabama, and I don't know the name of the school. It's a new one. And he was the principal the first year, and now he's back up here, and I believe he's running a football camp. If I'm thinking correctly. Good guy. Yeah, Kurt Page. Kurt Page was a heck of an athlete. He was good at basketball. Obviously, he was an all-SEC level quarterback in college. He was really good. He was passing the ball all over the field before Spurrier started doing it at Florida. Not before Spurrier was at Florida, because Spurrier won the Heisman in 66 quite a bit before Kurt Page's time, but He was shucking that ball all over the place before it was really, really sexy.
Yeah, very good.
Josh says, Bill, the week before they play Alabama in CBUS, that'd be in 27, Buckeyes traveled to the ATX to face off against Sark and company. Now, is Sark in 27 still the coach at Texas? There's you another question we don't have the answer to. Coach's hot seat says, Bill, don't be surprised that or when Paul Tyson is the starting quarterback for Alabama when Bama opens the 21 season against Miami and Atlanta. He says if that happens, Bryce Young will be transferring out and maybe back to Southern Cal, maybe Texas, who knows. He says right now Tyson is ahead of Young. Well, if that's the case, if Tyson is indeed ahead of Young, and I'll believe that when I see it, then that means Young's not what he's supposed to be. I think that's what – I think that will be the proper translation there. If that indeed is what materializes, then wow. Now, I'm not big on Paul Tyson as Alabama's quarterback. You may say, well, Bill, you weren't that big on Mac Jones either. I wasn't. No, look, I always thought Mac Jones was a pretty good player. I just didn't think he would be the type to lead them the way he did, and he did. Yes, he did. Yeah, he did. He proved it. But I don't think that Tyson is the next Mac Jones, and he's going to prove me wrong. I don't see it. So if Bryce Young is supplanted or beaten out by Bear Bryant's great-grandson, I'd be shocked. We'll see, though. Coach's hot seat has been drinking too much of that Lake Tahoe water. No. He's had too much of that Lake Tahoe snow. Beautiful Tahoe. Alan, I believe, is on the phone, so we'll take the call. Alan, not in Tampa. What is up, sir? How you doing?
I tell you what, Bill, I'm a proponent for the Chamber of Commerce for Lake Tahoe. You're right. That is one beautiful area.
I have not been there. I just see all those pictures, but Coach's hot seat lives out there, so he rubs it in every day with the pictures.
I believe their motto is the biggest little town in America, I think, or at least that used to be, possibly. Their genre, the biggest little town in America.
Nice. I'd like to go. I don't know if I'll ever get a chance to go, but sounds incredible.
Now, they offer it all during the summer, water skiing and beautiful lake, and, of course, snow skiing in the winter. But yep. I tell you what, you go there in the winter, you better have chains on your car. Bill, I didn't get to hear the Alabama guy. Did he make a prediction on Simpson?
Feels like Alabama's in the driver's seat as of right now.
Gotcha. I tell you what, who's in the driver's seat on that number two kid out of Memphis, the defensive lineman? You got a feel for that?
Unclear. I do not know what to tell you there. Everybody on the planet wants him. That's not a good answer for you. But is there a clear leader for him? And I don't know of who that would be. That's Walter Nolan, and he is only ranked behind Quinn Ewers in the class of 22. Among all the players, all the positions, they've got him in the two slot. And we'll see. Now, he's in Memphis. I believe he's just from over the border in the Olive Branch area in Mississippi. But he's going to St. Benedict's over there in Memphis. And I'd say everybody from Saban to Sweeney to Ryan Day to Josh Heupel, Lane Kiffin. Got to remember, Lane Kiffin's not far at all from Memphis where he's at. I'd say Sark. I bet you Sark's in there. Who probably could name everybody. I think I've seen Georgia mentioned, too.
Yeah. Well, Bill, the number one kid, the quarterback that was committed to Texas, and I believe he's committed to, is it Oklahoma now or no, Ohio State?
Yeah, Quinn Ewers. Right? Yeah, Quinn Ewers from South Lake Carroll is committed now to Ohio State. He's the number one guy, period.
Okay, with Sark going to Texas, you got any feel for maybe them being able to do a double flip on that?
Apparently, that's not a thing. Apparently, that kid is holding strong with the Buckeyes. Buckeyes also go down in there, and now they're taking a five-star receiver out of Texas every year. And I think they've done it again in the class of 22.
Well, that's – I tell you what, it's everybody wants a piece of Texas as far as that goes, because they've certainly gotten the players to spare.
Yeah, I mean, whether it's Brian Hartline or whoever, but if you're Ohio State, you'll go in there and maybe get one or two a year, which is about what they're doing nowadays, and it's always a huge splash player.
Yeah, yeah. Bill, going to basketball, Saban's injury, not Saban, the point guard over at Vanderbilt, Pippen.
Oh, yeah, the Pippen kid. Yeah.
How serious is that? You got any idea?
I don't know. We got a lot of the Vanderbilt guys that monitor the show that could tell us, but I do not know.
Okay, because I tell you what, I understand that kid was only a three-star come out of California, and I tell you, he is a tremendous point guard, and he sees the court kind of like his daddy did. And if I'm not mistaken, you tell me if you've ever heard this or not. Didn't Pippen have a growth spurt when he was in college and went from something like 6'3 to 6'6, 6'7 while he was in college? Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, he went to a small school in Arkansas and was a late bloomer, a late developer. He wasn't anybody's Johnny five-star, anything like that. And then, obviously, you got to see what kind of player he was. Phenomenal talent.
Yeah.
But,
well, I tell you what, if his son has that spurt with the talent he's got, he's got a ticket to the NBA also. Bill, one last thing. Have you seen or have you heard anybody that has seen Kenny Chandler play point guard that's going to the Hill next year? Have you had anybody make comment about him as far as – I know he's a top 10, top 15 player. You got any feel for that?
Yeah, he is a pure point guard. And Tennessee really doesn't have a point guard that fits the description. And this kid is. Yeah, this kid's an instant difference maker at the lead quarterback point guard position. And he will start yesterday when it's time.
Well, I tell you what, if either one of those freshmen stick around to be a sophomore, but I really don't think Tennessee's going to do anything nationally until they get a rim protector. I think they got to have more height than they've got right now to be a national contender. But in any case, Bill, I appreciate your show.
Yep. Thank you, Alan. Thank you. Appreciate you checking in this morning. Butch down in Birmingham. Bill, Bryce Young is the starter unless he's hurt, period. Yeah, I'm now Coach's Hot Seat's dude's a college football aficionado, but I just don't see Paul Tyson. I just it's hard for me to I'm going to say something here, and I don't mean to be rude. It'll probably come off as rude. Is that kid at Alabama, if he's not related to Bear Bryant, do they recruit him? Again, I'm sorry. That comes off. I don't mean it to be. I'm sure he's a good kid. He's a good quarterback. But he's an Alabama quarterback? I don't think so. No. Yeah, no other way to say that. I'd be shocked. If they tried out there and Bryce Young is fine and healthy and competed his butt off in spring and in fall camp, and he gets beat out by Paul Tyson, to me that doesn't mean Paul Tyson something. It means Bryce Young was vastly overrated, and I don't think that's the case. Yeah, I don't see that. Who is next? I believe it is the man who goes by the name of not Clay, but Armageddon. Welcome in.
No, this is Spence.
Spence, sorry about that. Sometimes
that's fine, buddy.
My mind thinks Armageddon when it ought to think Spence. That's my fault.
That's right. You know, you mix us up every now and then. I got some questions about the transfer portal.
Okay.
Maybe you got answers. If I enter the portal, is there an expiration date on that entry? Do I say, hey, you got to get picked up in 60 or 90 days or you're out of the portal? And also, if my coach knows that I'm in the portal, if he goes out in the portal and finds somebody over there at school A that he says, man, he's better than you, I'm going to replace you with him. Can they do that?
Sure they can. Once you enter that portal, you've got no rights as far as you can always go back to the school you left. Now,
there you go.
The school can take you back, and in some cases they do. They want them, and they let them go in the portal, and then they come back and they say, we'll welcome you back. But they're not obligated to do that. They don't have to. And in a lot of cases, it's good riddance. We need the spot. Mm-hmm. So once you jump in that portal, you're not protected at all. You are out there on your own, and if you don't get picked up, you don't have anything.
Well, that answers that. Maybe Coach Heifel can find him 25 players. Looks like he's going to need them because he may not have enough to have spring practice.
They had, just for that number, 25 players in the portal total.
Yeah. That's amazing. And about the kid over here in Martin, Tennessee, if he goes to Bama, I can't blame him. Nobody could blame him. You know, if you wanna get to NASCAR, you can start out over here at the Diesel College and learn how to bust nuts and bolts, but you gotta go to North Carolina and get with some of the big teams. So NFL and championships is what he wants right now. The place to go is Bama. And good luck to him if that's who he chooses.
Appreciate it, Spence. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, he brings up a good point. Now, this kid, apparently, his whole life's been a Tennessee fan. He's always liked Tennessee. He's from Tennessee. Jackson, Tennessee is a heavy vol area, as Kevin was telling you. That's true. And Tennessee's had a lot of good fortune from players out of West Tennessee, or out of the Jackson area, more so than Memphis, but out of the Jackson area. Lots of players. Led by Al Wilson. That'd be the one slot name, but plenty of them. And the atmosphere at Tennessee right now is not conducive. The timing is not right for this young man. It doesn't seem. Now, again, he'll announce today at 2, and he'll say whatever he's going to say. But if it is Alabama, indeed it is, then it's hard to blame him. You're right. Now, what if he gets there and the other quarterbacks they bring in are better? I mean, anything can happen, but I think they think he can be their quarterback for a couple of years down the road. So the atmosphere in Tennessee is not conducive timing-wise, you wouldn't think. And Alabama is just on a run like nobody's ever been on. That's your choice right now. Yeah, that's seems to be a no-brainer. There's the music. We'll take the break. Brad's coming up. Yeah, Brad's coming up. BradPowerSports.com in hour number 3. Handicapping Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving out here on I-40 as we check it out live here coming through Wilson County, Mount Julian area, headed towards Davidson County. They're moving that wreck right now. It's a one-car wreck. It went into the wall backwards, 65 North near Trinity Lane, in the clearing stages of a crash there at Hickory Hollow Parkway at Crossings Boulevard. That's South Nashville. Hey, you never know when you might need these guys. Free at last bell binds, serving Davidson, Williamson, and Rutherford counties. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You know, one of the things to love about betting on basketball is always finding new player props or game props that you like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. It's called a same game parlay bet, and you can only find them on FanDuel right now. New and existing users can get up to $25 back each day if your parlay falls one leg short. It's called same game parlay insurance. That's right, every day, same game parlay insurance. That's why people go to FanDuel. It's easy to register, easy to deposit, easy to find your bet, easy to get your money. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today to try same game parlay and use promo code Greg P at sign up. Promo code Greg P.
What's that promo code again, Greg?
John B. It is Craig P. Greg P. Not Craig. Greg P.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
If you're a first-time buyer, finding your first real home can feel like this.
Hot property.
Not going to last long.
Multiple offers.
30-year fix.
We need earnest money.
But a realtor has the expertise to strip away all the noise and focus on what really matters to you.
You're going
to
love this place. Great neighborhood. School is walkable. It even has a huge yard so Henry can practice his penalty kicks.
Finding the right place starts with you and a realtor with the expertise to make sure your voice is the only voice that matters. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: showers, highs near 58 tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, lows around 51. Saturday, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm, cloudy, otherwise highs near 61. More rain and thunderstorms for Sunday, highs near 68. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, my name is Rocky on WNSR.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The world's largest indoor cocktail party. The Bill King Show.
Down to the Rocket City, Wolverine Dan.
Well, my man, good morning, Bill. Good morning, Charlie. Boy, there's a lot of good things going on in my world right now with this basketball team we have here. And boy, is it a basketball team. Shutting down Iowa. That big guy for Iowa. I guess he's a machine, score machine. But, Bill, I mean, what's nice about my Michigan Wolverines is not only can they hit the three ball, they can take it to the basket, they can score points, but their defense, when they want defense, Bill, they just step up. And, you know, the other thing is that Howard, boy, he reminds me a lot like Nick Saban, and I'm going to tell you why. Because he's never satisfied, and I mean, the refs make a bad call. He's all over the refs, you know, and he's still on his kids. I mean, he doesn't let up on the kids either, and that's the sign of a good coach when you're always trying to achieve perfection, and that's I think that's what Howard, and he's the right guy for the job. Don't you agree?
He's nailing it. He's sticking the landing right now. Absolutely. I still remember him as a recruit when he got there with the Fab Five. He was a big Johnny five-star, 6'10 post player who was very, very, very good. Best player of that group was Chris Webber, obviously. But, yeah, they're a one seed. That you might as well hand them a one seed. They deserve it.
Well, I tell you, you know, they're buying into the program. All these kids, and they're fun to watch because I actually like to watch the bench because these guys go crazy on the bench when they score or their fellow players score or a good defensive player or anything. I mean, it seems like the whole bench is buying into it. And that's what makes champions is when you got a team that buys into the program that gets treated good, but also it gets disciplined now and then when they need to be, and that's what Howard brings. But before I hang up, I apologize to Charlie. I'm really happy because last night was a good night also for my Red Wings. So that's all I'm going to say, and I'll leave it at that. I love you, Charlie. Talk to you later. See ya.
Appreciate it. There he is, y'all. The man originally known for being the was it wings or hot dogs? Eating contest. That's the man right there. Good to hear from him. Brad's coming up. Brad Power Sports at the top of the hour handicapping. Use the hashtag AskBP. Don't post those quite yet. Wait till we get close to the top and then fire away. You can talk about the college football games coming up, the FCS-type games coming up over the weekend, any of the basketball action. Or you can point to the 21 season, and we can speculate there with Brad. Does not matter. Jeff, too, says, Bill, I know countdowns are frowned upon on the show, but with the announcement of Ty Simpson today and with commitments 2021 being December the 15th of this year, we are 656 days away from Arch Manning officially announcing and signing on December 14th, 2022. Commitments number five. Yeah, Arch, that day's coming. The day of truth with Arch Manning is coming. And I'll say this. I've got no idea. I haven't really even talked to anybody much about what he's thinking. You got to recall, they have done a very good job of protecting him. And I totally understand that. He's not in the media. He's not doing shows. He's not interviewing. They have him isolated and just being a young man, high school kid who's having a good time and happens to be a really good quarterback and has a really famous last name. Yeah, they're doing a good job there. I think they're handling that thing ideally. But if Ole Miss offensively is revved up, and right now they are, Matt Corral and that baby Kiff offense, they are doing very well. I'd say Ole Miss is going to be a really big factor there. They'd have to be. Yeah, they'd have to be. Arch Manning. There it is. Another Arch Manning reference on the show. Jay Cutler's burner account. So, Bill, Wolverine, what's his face, calls in to talk basketball and compares a first-year coach to Nick Saban. That's shorting Tesla if I've ever seen it. Saban could coach Big Ten basketball in his spare time and win every game, Bill. I'd like to see that. Like, Nick has Alabama football, and then he takes a Big Ten team in basketball. Doesn't even stay on the Alabama campus for basketball. Nate Oates has got that gig. Goes up to the Big Ten and takes, I don't know, who, just name a team. And he wins every game. And the football recruiting just takes care of itself. It's really not, he's not missing much. All those same players keep coming. I'd like to see that. Pre-game speech to his team mentioning rat poison and taking care of your business, getting your optimum best out of yourself every day, all of that stuff. Like to see Nick. I'd like to see Nick in that role. Coach's Hot Seat says, Bill, drinking Tennessee whiskey with pure Lake Tahoe water. And as we said back in August of 2020, Mac Jones is the kind of quarterback Nick wins natty titles with. He says, Paul Tyson also. Very efficient, very accurate, knows the offense, protects the football. He's a great leader. He says, it's Tyson 2021 for Bama. So we've got a, even though Nick does not know this, we've got a quarterback controversy, except it's just on this show. The Bears' great-grandson, according to Lake Tahoe, our good friend Coach's Hot Seat, says will supplant Bryce Young. There's the music. We're coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving out here on I-40 as we check it out live here coming through Wilson County, Mount Julian area headed towards Davidson County. They're moving that wreck right now. It's a one-car wreck. It went into the wall backwards, 65 North near Trinity Lane, in the clearing stages of a crash there at Hickory Hollow Parkway at Crossings Boulevard. That's South Nashville. Hey, you never know when you might need these guys. Free at last bail bonds, serving Davidson, Williamson, and Rutherford counties. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Excavation Contractors is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by Excavation Contractors. No matter what your home or property may need, call the pros today at 615-981-5567. That's 615-981-5567. Excavation Contractors, they're on the air saluting our troops. They're people who care.
Absolute Contracting Plus LLC is our premier full-service exterior expert. They're reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 or online at absolutecontractingplus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm Ryan Johansson of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Ryan Ellis of the Nashville Predators.
Catch one of Music City's longest-running radio shows devoted solely to the Nashville Predators.
I'm Roman Yossi of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Matt Duchesne of the Nashville Predators, and you're listening to the Renegades of Puck with Crazy Charlie.
Every game day morning at 5, Captain Crazy Charlie Saunier and the Renegades of Puck, Nashville Sports Radio, and Redneck Nation, a match made in hockey. While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey, sends a clipping from the newspaper up there. says Governor Phil Murphy, this is a devil's lettuce paragraph, has announced his last picks to serve on the Devil's Lettuce Regulatory Commission. It says cannabis, but I changed the name. Completing the panel that will undertake the job of regulating the legal devil's lettuce industry and licensing new dispensaries and growers. How does that topic get on the show when the host of the show doesn't like it? Like, I'm not into it. It's on the show all the time. I lead the charge sometimes. I've never understood it. The appeal, none of it. I've never understood it. But it's a funny topic. I think it's funny. I mean, maybe some of you who are, anytime, let me tell you the two emails I'll get, complaints. One would be the gambling. There are folks out there just totally, and you know what? That's their prerogative. I'm not criticizing them. But Bill, the gambling thing is just a little much, Bill. And then occasionally I'll get the Mary Jane one too. I'll get the Devil's Lettuce one too. Bill, the talk about Devil's Lettuce is, come on. Your show should be above that, Bill. No, I get those. You know what? I appreciate the emails. No, I'm not critiquing them at all. Appreciate you taking the time to give me your thoughts there on that. I do. Down in St. Pete, where there's no town that I know of called Aliquippa, but we've got Aliquippa Bob. Welcome in.
Well, good morning, Bill. Well, I was out this morning, Bill, taking my peaceful walk on the beach and listening to your show, and all of a sudden Twitter lights up and goes crazy, and I'm like, what in the heck is going on? So I come to find out that Georgia Dog was on earlier, so I went back and listened to the archives and heard his call, and I got a couple things to get straightened out. First off, those guys are just jealous because I'm single and free to do what I want down here in the sun and have a lot of fun. And there is no connection to Maude. We all in our private group know who Maude is, and there's never going to be. And as far as that ham goes, that was from all of us in the group. And that was supposed to be kept quiet again. Bill, I got to tell you, no wonder the South lost the daggum war. Ain't one of you that can keep a secret. What else to say? And Georgia Dog, all I got to say to you, buddy, is this. Do you know what they do with rumor-spreading spunky dogs? They neuter them. I'm online looking for a couple services to look you up right now, my friend. Bill, I am going to let it go. And I will talk to you later, sir.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Wow. Johnny Vegas. Bill, Devil's Lettuce looks like the only thing currently booming in Las Vegas. Dispensaries on every corner. Speaking of that, Brad will be with us. Not the Devil's Lettuce, speaking of Las Vegas. Armageddon, Bill, says, and I can't even, Armageddon, I'm having trouble. Let me read you this first sentence. It says, Bill, may rename my rig. Oh, my rig. Okay. The Paul Tyson Express. Kid with good genes and is half a foot taller than Bryce Young. I'm joining Coach's hot seat and getting behind Bear Jr. Throw some brisket on that rectac for me and have a great weekend, Bill. Oh, so we've got two. Coach's hot seat says, Bill, Nick knows he's got a quarterback controversy on his hands. And he also has somebody that monitors your show and other shows. If anything about Alabama is mentioned, it's passed along to Nick. Your show is a list of about a dozen that are monitored throughout the day in T-Town. Yeah, Nick does not like it when there's speculation about the depth chart. Remember, it's been a while since he's gone off on that topic. He hadn't, not that I know of. It's been a couple of years, but if it comes up that somebody has put out their Alabama depth chart, somebody places a link on Twitter or on a site, and it's here's the projected Alabama depth chart, and then the parents see it, and their little Johnny five-star ain't listed right, or he's a backup or something. Then Nikki or somebody gets a call, and they get the complaining from the parents. That makes Nick nuclear. Now, he can't control somebody's projected depth chart. I mean, but he wants to. If he could, he would. Oh, somebody calls Nick. Now, wait a minute. I'm looking on Twitter, and some dude has a depth chart, and my baby, Johnny Five-Star, who's been coddled his whole life, told how good he is, isn't listed as a starter. What the hell's going on in T-Town, Nikki? Oh. That's a pet peeve. That's a good one now. Yeah, he doesn't. Look, like we've said, I don't think anybody controls the situation in any facet of a program better than Nick. They just don't. Okay. That music means hour three is around the corner. Brad will be with us, and use the hashtag AskBP. You can go ahead and post. If you have any of these FCS questions, post them. He can handle them. He thinks there's good opportunity there. And if you have any college basketball items, we can go there as well. Hour three, Friday. Brad will be with us. Omni Nashville Hotel.